Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Jaden and where we're at. So he did re-aggravate his elbow injury in the game. No structural setbacks. However, through the medical evaluations, you know, over the last couple days, including this morning, doctors advised us we hold him this Sunday. And so Marcus will start. And we're really bummed for Jaden. Like, he is working incredibly hard to get back on the field with his guys. And so tough deal. He's absolutely.
And that's that. Well, that ended quickly now, didn't it? Dan Quinn, just moments ago, as you heard here on the Team 980 on Coach Sheehan's show, gone, poof, done, bye. The last remaining reason why anyone would want to watch that game, with the exception of seeing if Jackson Dart takes another kill shot, just went poof, just disappeared before our eyes. We don't have to wait until Friday or tomorrow or Saturday or Sunday morning for an Ian Rappaport leak. No, no, no. We're not even getting that. Dan Quinn says no structural setbacks, no nothing, with the exception of medical evaluations, including this morning, doctors advising Jaden Daniels not to play. And he'll be reevaluated next week. And Dan Quinn was very, very, very particular, if you didn't pick up on this, to emphasize that this is this week, not the rest of the year, this week. Because he knows what's coming. He knows what's already out there in the ether. He knows what's already out there in the Twitterati. He knows that all you shut down monsters are out there. He knows. But Jaden Daniels, no suspense needed. Gone. Not happening. Second week of all the games that he's missed. And what is this going to be, number 7 now? Second time this week, or this year, where he's been ruled out even before the practice week, when we thought there was a chance that he could play. What I mean by that is, 2 weeks ago when he returned to practice after the elbow, he wound up missing the game against Denver, right? But he practiced. But he wasn't ruled out right away. As a matter of fact, he wasn't ruled out, I think, until Friday, when it was obvious he wasn't going to play. But he wasn't ruled out right away. Now, obviously, he missed other games in which he did not practice beyond just the Denver week. And he didn't play. But what I'm talking about is when we thought there was a realistic chance, not plan, not hope, not definitive diagnosis, nothing. Chance, realistic chance. This is the second time Kansas City, leading up to that Monday night week, he and the team decided it would be best for him to miss that game on Wednesday, leading into the Monday night game, so that there were no distractions. It was very unlikely that he was going to play, right? That was after the Dallas game with the, what injury was that? There's been so many. Hamstring? Was that the hamstring? I think that was the hamstring or the groin or whatever it was. I thought that week, wow, that's weird. He must be more injured than they're letting on for them to rule him out as quickly as they did. And I was subsequently told, no. This was so that there wouldn't be any distraction, so that Marcus Mariota would, that Marcus Mariota would get the full week of reps, then an extra practice day because of the Monday nighter. And this was not a, and he's fully expected to return against Seattle. And that turned out to be right. And I was wrong. I didn't say I knew. I just, that's kind of weird. That's kind of strange. He's being ruled out before he even practices, before he even tries it. When there was no definitive diagnosis after that Dallas injury for a couple of days, he was just automatically ruled out. Okay. So, with that as a backdrop, we didn't know if he was going to practice this week or not. I assumed he would be limited today or a no-go. And maybe we would find out kind of unofficially, officially by tomorrow whether he practiced or not and whether or not he was ruled out for the game. But they're just shutting it down and saying, look, he did not have a structural problem. It's not like he re-tore ligaments or anything like that, or tore ligaments or anything of the sort, or re-injured the dislocation, or again, once again, let me just speak in English because that's like what I'm supposed to do, that he didn't dislocate the damn elbow again. They're saying clearly that did not happen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Dan Quinn on Monday, and I believe even on Sunday, said, no, he could have gone back in. It was my decision. But then, after a couple of days here, since Dan Quinn last spoke, there's still soreness. And according to what Dan Quinn just told us and what everybody's reporting, the doctors, not the football staff, the doctors made the decision or the advisement not to play. And I wonder if he did not have a setback. And we're not even talking about the football staff evaluating whether he's ready to go or not. What did the doctors see? What are the doctors sensing? What is Jaden telling them? And this part I don't know. And I don't know if we're going to get the answer to. If there's no setback, meaning no dislocation, no torn ligaments, no nothing, and yet they're not even having him try to practice. Is it just sore and swollen? I would assume that's it. And they don't think the swelling or the soreness is going to go down for him to practice and therefore to risk it and play. I assume that's what they're looking at. I don't know, but I assume. So I'm not in any way, say, shape, or form suggesting that there's some sort of theory at work here that they don't want Jaden to play because they don't want him to get injured again in a lost season. As a matter of fact, I'm guessing what the doctor saw, again, was discomfort, swelling perhaps, soreness, lack of range of motion, and then they make the decision, hey, this is with whatever medicine, whatever, going to take another day or two to calm down, and then he wouldn't even have time to practice. No reason to run him out there. That's what I assume is the diagnosis. What else am I supposed to assume with lack of details? So, what you're going to hear over the next coming days, locally and nationally, is, oh, no, they're scared to play him. They don't think he should play. They don't think there's any benefit in him playing. That's what you're going to hear. They're scared to play him against a ferocious Giants pass rush that hasn't been ferocious. They're scared to play him in a division game. They're scared to play him at MetLife Stadium on their turf. That's what you're going to hear. That's what you're going to hear. I don't buy that. I could be completely wrong. I don't buy that. Here's what I buy. Weird, but plausible. Jaden walked in this morning, said, look, man, I'm still having trouble, you know, straightening out my elbow, still not able to completely flex it, don't have complete range of motion. It's still sore. It might be swollen. I don't know this. Again, I'm trying to lay out a plausible scenario. And they said, okay, that makes some sense. You took a hard shot on a previously dislocated elbow. Let's double check and make sure there's no structural damage. Okay, we're good. Let's double check and make sure there's no dislocation. Okay, we're good. But out of an abundance of caution, not because we're scared to play you, not because we're fearful of the MetLife turf, not because we think the Giants might take a cheap shot at you and run you, not because any of that, but because he can't even practice with a lack of range of motion, with swelling, with soreness, and it's going to take a day or two to go down and to even be close to being ready. And at that point, he can't really practice until at least Friday, or he would be very, very limited on Thursday. And we're still trying to win a game here, even though you shouldn't be. And we have to kind of make a decision. Does Marcus get all the reps? Or does Marcus get all the reps on Wednesday and Thursday, and then Jaden comes in like Superman on Friday? Maybe we're just better off erring on the side of caution. That's what I think this is. I don't think it's they're scared to play him. I don't think it's they're worried about further injury. I don't think it's they're scared to play him and trot him out in a lost season where everyone has gotten hurt for the most part on the MetLife Stadium turf, which is known for significant injuries. I don't think it's that. I think this is, I'm sore. I might be swollen. I have limited or no range of motion. Going to take a day or two for anti-inflammatories or for whatever kind of medicine they might give him to calm it down. Maybe he can practice on Friday. Maybe he can be limited on Thursday. Maybe. But we're going to make sure everybody knows there's no structural damage. And Dan Quinn made an emphasis, right? You heard the emphasis in Dan Quinn's voice, AMAC. I'm not making that up. He made an emphasis that this is for this week, not the rest of the season, this week. So here's what I'm here to say. When they first ruled him out and Kevin was announcing it, I was like, huh? Oh, that's weird. And then I thought, wait a second. They kind of did something similar that week of the Kansas City game. They wanted Marcus to get all the reps. They wanted Marcus fair. The season was still much in the balance then. Obviously, games mean something different now. They didn't think Jaden would be able to practice. If he would be able to practice, it would be like way late in the week. Shutting him down. Ruling it out. Not even allowing the circus to hover above. The tent to collapse a little. Marcus Mariota is your starter. It might be ultra conservative. It might be mildly conservative. That's for you to decide. There might be a nefarious reason for it. Again, that's for you to opine. My reasoning, my thought, my rationale is Jaden probably came in this morning, still sore, maybe swollen, lack of range of motion, and they decided, it's just not worth the risk. It's not worth, not the risk that he's going to get injured again, But the risk that comes with, hey, man, if you can't practice and then you go out there and play on a 32-degree day on a bad surface, the chances elevate that maybe something could go wrong that might not go wrong. But if you could practice, and if you are close to 100%, you got the range of motion, and you're not swearing, you're not swelling, then we're going to play you. But if you've got all of those other things, then there's other things that we would be concerned about. So maybe they're marrying the two. But I'm going to go with my first hunch and say probably Jaden's still sore, maybe swollen, maybe lack of range of motion. That's what I'm going to go with. What about you? 301-230-0980. There goes the only reason that you had to watch the game. I mean, listen, if you want to watch the game just because you're a Commanders fan, congratulations. I'm not going to the game. I'm not wasting my time. Two dog teams. Going to be a horrible game. 25,000 people will be in the stands. I'm not driving from Baltimore Sunday morning, where I'll be for the Army-Navy game, up to the Meadowlands, and then all the way back Sunday night. Not doing it. Sorry. And I know you don't care, and I'm not asking you to care. I'm just telling you, I'm not doing that. And quite honestly, unlike last Sunday when I did watch the first half intently, I will not be watching the primary feed of this game. I will watch on Red Zone, but I will watch football that's relevant and football that I care about, not football that I'm supposed to care about or maybe expected to care about because I'm most closely associated with the Commanders. No. Mm-mm. Not a chance. Game means nothing. It's different when they play the Eagles. Game means something. Different, maybe, when they play the Cowboys on Christmas. I might not be going to that game anymore. Season's lost. And by then, the Cowboys might be eliminated too. You damn Skippy if I'm going to spend Christmas Day at Northwest Stadium. They're lost. On my own? No thanks. No need. On the Team 980, 20 minutes after the hour, just getting rocking and rolling, Joe Theismann expected to join us at around 3 o'clock to talk Jaden Daniels, to talk Notre Dame and the college football playoff. He, of course, a Notre Dame icon and legend and a Washington football icon and legend. Emory Hunt from CBS Sports, NFL college football on some of that and more. Going to join us before the end of the show. Packed 3 o'clock hour. We'll get to the Nationals. We'll get to Pete Alonso coming to the Baltimore, Washington area. And more. But first, we start with Jaden. Next on the Team 980, 301-230-0980. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.